This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, January 16th. God's word for you today is surely. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 14, verse 24, and it says, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely, as I have thought, so it shall come to pass, and as I have proposed, so shall it stand." John 7, verse 37 to 39 says, "On the last day, the climax of the festival, the climax of the season, the festival of ingathering, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, 'Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scripture declares, rivers of living water will flow from his heart.' When he said, 'living water,' he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. This feast is known as the Feast of Ingathering. As the priest was rounding up the feast, Jesus barged in and declared that he is the water of life. Ingathering is also the Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths. How is this important to us New Testament Christians? Firstly, you should know the scriptures. Ingathering applies to us in three ways. The first significance of ingathering is harvest. Deuteronomy 16 verse 13 and 15 says, "You must observe the festival of shelters for 7 days at the end of the harvest season, after the grain has been threshed and the grapes have been pressed. For 7 days, you must celebrate this festival to honor the Lord your God at the place he chooses. For it is he who blesses you with bountiful harvests and gives you success in all your work. This festival will be a time of great joy for all." The Festival of Booths, or Festival of Tabernacles, was earlier called the Festival of the Final Harvest, or Festival of Ingathering. It is celebrated today as Sukkot, or Sukkot. It is a time when everything in the agricultural year that has not been brought in is brought in. For us, everything that is outstanding, everything you have not received, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, receive the gathering in of all the outstanding harvest God has for you and of this season. Some people have given up on this year already. Do not give up on this year. There is so much that God has in store for us this year. It is unbelievable. I saw an animated video some time ago where a cartoon character was praying and saying, 2 seconds, Baba God." He was saying it took God just 2 seconds to make a way in the middle of the Red Sea, 2 seconds for Sarah to conceive, and he went on. And he was asking God to take 2 seconds to sort him out. The truth is, 2 seconds is even too much for God. He speaks and it is established. God does not live in time. We are the ones that live in time. In fact, God does not live in eternity. Eternity lives in God. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He contains eternity. He contains time. So if he says it is ingathering, he is able to bring everything in for you. Do you believe that? He can and he will. So do not give up on the year. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let it be unto me according to your word, according to all that you have planned and proposed for this season, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.